98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Here's what Dee had to say. I listen to your show every morning and I think this is an interesting topic. My son just finished junior infants and he obviously hasn't seen any of his classmates in months. He's been invited to one of his class friends' birthday parties this Saturday in his house. I looked into WhatsApp, looked in the WhatsApp group for parents, and already 12 children are going. I'm in two minds. It's in a house. I won't be there to make sure it's all safe. We've been very strict up to now of who he mixes with. But now I'm thinking I might be overcautious. I don't want him to be the only boy from the class not there. I'd love some advice from you and your listeners. Is it too soon for birthday parties? And that's from a lady called Dee. And I know this is a debate that a lot of you are having about how strict you are on your children and the way in which they're mixing at playgrounds and with friends and everything else. A lot of you are very relaxed about it and believe, look, it's time the kids were allowed to get back to some sort of a normal life. They've been very badly impacted over the last couple of months. And we want to find out whether or not you would let your kids go to a birthday party in somebody's house on Saturday. Or are you still of a mind that it is too soon, we can't have them mixing like this, it's too dangerous and all of that? Call me now on 67979081. You can also send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 989898. A lot of people think, look, the kids are back out on the streets playing anyway. They're not socially distancing. Just leave them at it. Let them get back to some sort of an normality. And without being with them morning, noon and night, it is very difficult to keep an eye on them. I'd like to hear from you on 67979081. Anto sent me this message. My son was at a birthday party last week. His friends, a set of twins, there was about 10 kids at it. And he had a blast, a sense of normality for him through the doom and gloom. Look out on the streets, kids are back out playing together again with no social distancing. How long can we keep scaring our children? And is it expected to, are we expecting them to keep social distancing? The kids were made to feel throughout this whole thing as if they were the cause and carriers of this virus. And that's from a guy called Anto. And Anto, I have to say an awful lot of people agree with you that, look, we just have to take a deep breath and let the kids go back to some sort of normality. And Dee is, well, she's in two minds. So already there are 12 kids going to this birthday party on Saturday. And obviously her child will be 13 or maybe there'll be 14, 15 or 16 going. But is it too early to be allowing kids to mix like that? I mean, you wouldn't have a birthday party with all the kids 2 metres apart if it's in somebody's house. Derek reckons, and this is what we're asking you, Derek reckons it is too early.
Hi, Adrian. Derek here. Under no circumstances would I send my child to a kid's birthday party now at the moment. And as I have 12 going already, and that's not even the end of the list. Like, it's okay sending them to creche because it's all controlled and it's controlled all the time. There's no way that you're going to control a kid's party with about 20 kids in the house. Not a hope in hell. It's a disaster of an idea, and it's basically just wrong. You're just putting yourselves and your kids in danger. Why would you do that? Like?
All right, Derek, he reckons it's far too soon to be allowing the children to go back to birthday parties with friends. So that's Dee's dilemma. Kids having a birthday party on Saturday, he hasn't seen all his schoolmates for months. And on the one hand, she'd love to let him have that bit of normality in his life. But on the other hand, she's still a little bit nervous. I'd like to hear from you on 67979081. Maybe your kids have gone to a birthday party or are having one. If so, how are you planning to do it? And I know a lot of people would say, well, have it outdoors. There's no guarantee the weather. I'm just looking at the weather. This party is on Saturday, and I'm looking at the weather for Saturday. It doesn't look too hot, to be quite honest with you. So how do you do it? Roshan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Roshan?
Hi, Adrian. I'm all right. Yourself? Just a bit upset at the moment.
Why?
Well, I'm watching the documentary that was on, you know, with...
Oh, on RTE Investigates, yeah.
The old lady losing her husband and not allowed to turn up to the funeral and stuff. And I just think that, like, at the stage, people are becoming ignorant and naive. They think that it's not here, and they think because their family or, you know, children and friends haven't got it or themselves that they're not going to get it or, you know, it's still here and we still need to be cautious, but obviously people are just scrapping that aside, you know?
Right, so you think it is far too early?
It's far too early. Like, I mean, a friend of my family, he had... His son had a party, and when I seen that on Instagram, I thought, Jesus Christ, like, that's just, it's just negligence on their behalf, because you just don't know what these people have or who they've been around. Like,
I know, but we also know, Roshan, and Touchwood and all that, that we have gotten to grips with this virus. It's not in mass circulation.
It is, but that's actually, just if you notice, like, in December... And January, mid-February, it was the same as this now. And people didn't realise that COVID was here, hence why everything was normal. It got, you know, it multiplied. And this is where it comes in. There will be another wave if people don't stop what they're doing now. Do you know what I mean? We will go into another lockdown if it doesn't stop.
Okay, but, you know, with children, and I do feel this, you know, adults are able to rationalise what's been going on the last few months. Mm-hmm. For kids, it's been very, very difficult. Not being able to see their friends, locked up in the house.
Yeah.
I think it's especially difficult on kids.
I understand,
especially
that
the younger kids.
You know, I understand, but at the same time, like, you can't control them going out to play. Creches, you know, they're supervised, they're disinfecting, they're sanitised. But a birthday party, you can't control what happens at that. You just can't. Do you know what I mean?
And it's, okay, so as far as you're concerned, it's far too early to be taking that sort of a risk. Do you see it as a big risk?
No, half 50-50. Do you know what I mean? 50. If you know that, you know, they're not infected or whatever, fair enough. But if they're strangers and you haven't seen them in a long time, don't do it.
Okay, so this lady tells us that as of last night, 12 children were already going to the party, so her son will be number 13. But is it a bit much to be saying to the young fella, no, sorry, son, you can't go?
If they're all going and, you know, and he'd be left out, I'd have no choice. I wouldn't want my kid to be left out, you know. I'd just make sure that you wear a mask and some gloves and have sanitizer. At the birthday party, yeah.
Wear a mask.
Of course. Yeah, 100%.
But young kids don't even have to wear a mask on a bus.
I know that, but that's why a lot of people are saying, you know, oh, they're carriers and they this and that and they can't get masks to fit their face. That's why a lot of people now are starting to make masks for their kids now. I've seen them, a few of them around the shopping centres and stuff like that. You know, just to protect themselves.
Okay, so what you're saying to me is that if you felt your child was going to be the only one not going, you'd allow him to go, but he'd have to wear a face mask.
And a pair of gloves, yep.
And a pair of gloves.
And have sanitizer on it. I'll look. Yep.
Okay. Right. Stay there for one second, Roshan. So that would be her solution. Let him go, but he's to wear a mask. And in this case, Roshan, sorry, just to come back to you for a second. This young fella is 5 or 6. He's just finished junior infants. You want him to wear a mask?
I know, but at the same time, like, if the mother is going to tell him not to go, you know, and it could cause big problems at home and make him feel like he's doing something wrong. Do you know what I mean?
But he could be the only kid at the party wearing a mask.
Yeah, but at the stage, like, he could just turn around to his friend and say it was either that or he didn't come at all.
Okay, stay there for one second. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note, which was sent to 0877 98 98 98, from Michael.
This is crazy. I think, let your kids go to a birthday party. What harm can it do? Kids don't catch it. Kids don't give it to other kids. No case has been found of kids giving it to other kids. You want to pay for the psychology?
And I'm sure you mean the psychological damage that's been caused by their lack of socialisation. What about that, Roshan? He's basically saying, "Oh, lads, just relax and let them go."
I think he's just fed up with the whole COVID thing, and he's that type of person that's had enough of it and doesn't take it that seriously. And as for the child, like, he'd want to, like, they actually can get it because it was a child.
Yes, and let's make that perfectly clear, that children can contract this virus.
Oh, of course.
They just happen not to normally get very sick from it.
Because their immune system is very high,
But they can contract it, and we have to make that perfectly clear.
Oh, yeah, they can, but it's a very low chance, whereas adults can get it much faster and, you know,
And more serious.
Well, I'm a high risk myself, so I put myself in lockdown well before the country even did that. Like, do you know what I mean?
All right, stay there for 1 second, Roshan. It is far too early to let kids go to birthday parties, she says. I want to find out how you feel about this. This is a dilemma that Dee is facing. It's a dilemma she has to make a decision on probably today, because the party's on Saturday. Her five-year-old, well, I assume he's five, he's just finished junior infants. He was invited to one of his class friends' birthday parties this Saturday in his house. Obviously, the very first party he's been invited to. I looked into the WhatsApp group for parents and already 12 children are going. I'm in two minds, she says. It's in a house and I won't be there to make sure it's all safe. We've been very strict up to now with who he mixes with, but now I'm thinking I might be overcautious. I don't want him to be the only boy from the class not there. I'd love some advice. Well, the advice we're getting so far is that it is perhaps far too early. Call me now on 6797981, and you can also send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98, like Shane just did.
Adrian, do the guidelines not state that it's okay for gatherings of up to 50 people now? So I don't see what the problem is with the child going to the birthday party, to be honest, Shane.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly been told that we can mix a little bit more than we have up to now, and that we can have gatherings and all of that. But a lot of people still saying, no, 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 it's far too early. Manita, you're on 98FM. How are you? Hello? Manita?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. How are you?
Hi, sorry.
Now, what did you want to say? Good, thank you.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, the kids are going back to creche anyway, so they are going to be meeting friends anyway. And I'm having a birthday party on Saturday for my little one, and he's going to be 9. And like that, you know, I kind of like restricted the group, so there's 4 of them that I invited, including him, so there are going to be 5 kids all together.
Right.
And then the places we are going, like we're going to the cinema, and I rang them and said, how does it work? So they said, you know, they're going to be social distancing. So what I had to do is I had to book the whole group together. So I had to buy like 6 tickets, you know, including myself, to mind the kids and stuff like that as a group. So which means that when they're going to sit, they're going to be together. And then we're going to have pizza and like that. We have only like 90 minutes to be there. You know,
and was it, sorry, Manita, was it a conscious decision to only have 5?
I did invite maybe another 2 more. But the conscious decision was to have a smaller group anyway. I wouldn't have had 15 kids. That's for
right.
Sure.
Under normal circumstances, would you have?
And not really. Not as big anyway. You know, you have to think of budget as well. Birthday parties are expensive.
That's true. You know,
yeah. On a normal day, probably. I mean, I did get probably 10 at a normal situation, maybe 2 years ago or last year. So, you know, 10 would be the maximum. And this time it's 5. Because of the, you know, parents said they're going away, but sure, I'm guessing they probably are taking care and don't want the kids to mix, and that's fine. So I have 4 parents who confirmed, including my little one, there's 5. But, I mean, creche are opened at the moment, you know the ways, and they are going to creche, so they are meeting other friends.
As a matter of interest, Manita, with the cinema, will all the kids be sitting 2 meters apart?
No. They won't be 2 meters apart, but they'll be, like, sitting 5 kids together.
Oh, right. So they will seat them, because it's one booking, they will seat them together.
Yes, they won't be 2 meters apart, but they won't be either with other kids, though, you know. So as a group, it'll be that
be close to them either.
Together.
Right, okay, very good. So that's not too bad. Can you understand this mother's concern? 12 kids already going. She's a little bit nervous, doesn't know what to do for the best. Doesn't want her child missing out either.
I actually do, you know, and especially if she won't be there to mind her child.
But sure, if you had 12 parents, that's 24 people then.
Yeah, but you couldn't get 24. You know, that's not. I think that's above the amount we are supposed to meet.
Well, no, I was just reading there that we can have an indoor gathering of up to 50 people as long as social distancing is observed. So as long as they stay 2 meters apart.
You're going to get 15 kids to social distance.
No.
You know, I was at a party actually last Sunday as well, and it was a house party, but like that, there was only 4 kids, and I was invited, so I was the only parent there, and obviously the mom. So there was 4 child and 2 parents, and like that, you know, I know if I'm doing it in a house party and I'm be there, then I'd be more comfortable, and I understand the lady who is not, because she's not going to be there, and then there is 15 kids. So, I mean, I understand the concern as a parent, but then again, like I said, it will depend to the parents to see, okay, maybe not do a big gathering, just do a smaller one, or if they do a big one, maybe do it outdoors, you know, like get a bouncy castle or something and not do a house party in a house with 15 child running around. That's my take on it, because my kid has been to one house party where I was there so I could control the situation. And I have to say, it wasn't really pleasant, because, you know, from time to time you're like, oh, go wash your hand, or here, put a bit of hand sanitizer, yeah, and stuff like that, you know.
But okay, let me ask you then, if you were in this exact situation that Dee is in, would you allow your child to go to a birthday party where there are at least 12 other kids going?
That's a tricky one, you're putting me on the spot. I would be very concerned, let's put it that way. I'll be debating it until the very last minute myself.
And that's exactly what this lady is doing. She's in exactly that situation, debating it with herself, I suppose. Stay there for one second, Manita. Roshan, are you still there?
I am, yes.
Yeah, just hang on there for one second, because I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from Jason. Just have a listen to this.
Morning, Adrian. That woman, Roshan, sounds really, really paranoid. I'd say if you sneezed around her, she'd have a heart attack. Well, you're just going to have to learn to live with this. It's gone through. The cases are right down to practically, a couple of dozen now. So we have a grip on it. We have to start letting the kids out. It's not fair on them. Think of the damage this is going to do in years to come to these kids. If they see us adults acting like this, so paranoid. I mean, we're a sociable creature. That's what we do. We socialise with people. It's not right for us to be far away from each other. Just as I've always said, wash your hands with hot soapy water every chance you get. If you're sneezing, sneeze into your elbow. Somebody's coughing around you, turn away from them. Let's get back to normal, Adrian. This paranoia has lasted way too long.
What do you say to that, Roshan? We need to...
I'm in stitches laughing at him.
Why?
I'm far from paranoid. First of all, the only thing I do when I go out is I wear a pair of gloves and a mask, and I sanitise the gloves, obviously, because COVID can live in them. Once that's done, I go home. Yeah, I go out, but I'm not the person that wear a mask every single way. No, if someone coughs on me, fair enough, I'll just walk off. That's it. If you sneeze, I'll walk off. I'm not that type of person that's paranoid over it. I'm just concerned that the fact that people are negligent and naive towards other people, they don't respect people, they're going their own ways, they want normality as fast as they can, and they're not, they're just forgetting about it. This guy, he seems to say that, like, oh, kids, you know, kids have to get back to normality, life has to get back to normality, wash your hands. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't, and that's the fact of it. They're going backwards for 4 months of hard work that we've all put in. Do you know what I mean?
And letting kids go to a birthday party is taking a step backward, is it?
I think so, yeah. Like, another month or so, I would have waited at least. Like, I wouldn't. People are like, oh, the kids in creche again, starting school in September. First of all, schools and creches, they are, you know, they're all real regulated. They're all sanitised, sterilised, the whole lot. A birthday party is not. So, I mean, that woman who was on Manita is having 5 people in cinema. That's fair enough. That's grand. She knows who the kids are, but it's not a group of 12 people at a house.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, Roshan. Sean, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Sean.
Hi, Adrian. How you doing? You well?
You believe that we've instilled enough fear into our kids at this stage?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I have a daughter myself, and I think it was about 6 weeks into lockdown, and our child, she's staying at home, she's an only child, and I know my mother wanted to help at the house, and at that time, we didn't want transferring, you know, kids could transfer to people, or that was a thought, and I didn't want going into the house, but she needed a hand with something outside, and I brought my daughter with me, and when I went up, my brother was there with his 3 kids, and my sister were there with their 3 kids. Now, they were all outside, and all the kids were mixing. But my daughter wouldn't get out of the car, and she just said, look, Daddy, they're not social distancing. They're not obeying the guidelines. And I said, I absolutely agree with you. And at the time, I said, you know, it's a bit crazy. It's a bit too soon to be doing that, even though they were related. They hadn't gone into the house. They'd all stayed outside. And just when I was driving home, I was thinking, she didn't get out of the car, you know? And I was saying, well, hang on a minute now, like... These are her cousins. They're all outside playing and having fun, and we're keeping her in on her own. And
so you felt guilty about that, obviously.
I did, yeah, because they were very close before lockdown. They were all close and playing, and we were happy to let them play together and the whole lot. And I was saying, hang on a minute, like, we're only 6 weeks in. We're now 3 months in. How long is this going to go on? And if this is going to go on 6-7 months, what are we going to do? And in fairness, about a week.
You obviously fear the damage that we're doing to our children, do you?
Yeah. And then after that, I kind of had to realise, well, there's a happy balance. Like, of course, adults can spread it. Of course, COVID is contagious. Of course, we have to take proper precautions. But children aren't susceptible to COVID as adults are, you know. And you know, even 2 years ago, we had an outbreak of scarlet fever in the school. They didn't close down the school. They didn't close down the school then. And scarlet fever is contagious. They just said, if your child has the symptoms, keep them at home. But now we've closed down a whole education system. There's the whole thing about reopening. People don't know what to do in relation to the schools. And I think it's more, I don't know, is it unions or who that's driving it, that it's not a practical to go back. Children are not acceptable to COVID as adults are. And I can understand everyone has their own fears, and we cannot look at it. I'm not going to dispel anyone's fears in relation to COVID.
But listening to what you're saying, Sean...
Letting kids go to a party, to me, is not an issue.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, even looking back on when we were 6 weeks in, you look back on that and think, why did I actually do that to my child?
Yeah, because she was building up a real genuine fear of social. And children are social, and we can't... You can't tell a child to stay a metre apart at any party, whether it's outside or inside. The first thing, especially young girls, will do is they're going to go over and hug each other.
Yeah.
They haven't seen each other. We had a friend over to the house yesterday. The first time in 3 months that my daughter's met that child since they left school, the two of them. They were the best friends in school. Now, it just so happens they live a bit further from us, and that's why they weren't here sooner. But I would have had that child over playing in my house a lot sooner if the distance wasn't a problem. Because of the distance and the travel, she couldn't obviously travel within the regulations.
Mm.
But, like, children are going to start... Like, what kind of adults for the future are we producing? Like, there's a real genuine anxiety, and children feed off people's fears as an adult fears, and they can sense it, you know. And we're steadily coming down out of lockdown. We still have to be careful. But, like, the psychological damage that we're going to do to children in relation to be fearful, you know.
Okay, so when it comes to this actual dilemma of a birthday party on Saturday, 12 kids already going, they're all 5 and 6, would you take a chance, or do you even see it as
taking a chance? I'd be doing it. I'd be letting them go, and it is my daughter's birthday actually this month. Now, we haven't asked her what she wanted to do. You know, we might have a party at the house, but if she says she wants to invite 10 of her friends over, 12 of her friends over, I don't have an issue with that.
Hmm. All right, stay there for one second,
and like,
Sean.
The parents don't have to mix. And you know yourself, birthday parties, parents only love to drop the child off and
head off, yeah, and have a free afternoon. Yeah.
So it's a difference. If the house is going to be full of adults and all that, you know, there's another concern there, but that's for adults. But for the children, I don't see an issue with children mixing at a party in a house. Absolutely not.
All right, Sean, stay there for a second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. This is from Shane.
Adrian, do the guidelines not state that?
Oh, sorry, I played that already, didn't I? Yes, I did. Sorry, my apologies. Dave sent me this message.
Hi, Adrian. Dave here. Under no circumstances put a mask on a young fella going to a beaten party. Good God, the child will be scarred for life. My God, you cop on, lads. Come on, let the child go. Let's say, good luck, boy.
Okay, I tell you what I want to do for just a minute. Run a very quick Dublin Talks text poll, and just to gauge where you're at in terms of your mindset with this whole thing. And what I want you to do is text the word yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. 5 or 6 year old having an indoor birthday party in the house this Saturday. Would you let your child go? Yes or no? That's the question. Just text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. This is the dilemma that Dee is facing, that she has to decide probably today whether she's letting her child go or not. A child gets invited to a birthday party. The children are aged 5 and 6. There's 12 going so far. Would you let your child go to that party? Yes or no? And send your text to 0877 98 98 98. I'd be very interested to see where public opinion is on this. If you think it's too soon, you'd text the word no. But if you think you have to let kids be kids, text the word yes to 0877 98 98 98. So once again, 5-year-old kids, 5 and 6, birthday party in the house on Saturday, and as we said, the weather's not going to be great on Saturday by the looks of it. Would you let the kid go to the birthday party? Yes or no? And send either of those words to 0877 98 98 98. And it might help Dee decide as well, because she's in 50 minds about this whole thing. Clodagh, you're on 98 FM. Hiya, Clodagh.
Hi.
Well, Clodagh, your 8-year-old son is having a party at the end of the month.
That's correct. Well, I'm hoping. I mean, I'm hoping that will be the case. My plan is to send out, you know, a text message to the parents what my plan is, and it's totally up to them whether they want to bring or to involve their kids.
Of course,
or not.
Yes, of course it's up to them.
I want it to be outdoors, obviously, and I will put in the message weather permitting. You know,
oh, if the weather doesn't permit, you won't have it?
No. No,
oh,
I won't.
Right.
I want it strictly outdoors. And like I said, if my son, you know, I won't upset him. I'll just say, we'll rearrange it for another week or so. I want to get a bouncy castle, a little table outside, set up a few, you know, food, party food, that kind of thing. And just, you know, a little, my partner has made a little hand sanitization station thing to put outside.
Right.
So that their kids can regularly sanitize while they're outside playing and so on. Now, we have a big enough garden as well, which I'm really grateful for.
Okay, so you're having an outdoor weather permitting party. If it lashes rain that morning, you'll call it off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't see why not. And I'll say it to the parents, obviously. I'll probably look at the weather that week. You know what I mean? I won't, not the day before, God, but probably that week I'll let the parents know, weather permitting. It'll only be for max 2 hours and max 8 kids. I mean, I wouldn't have any more than that because, I mean, I want to be able to control the situation.
Okay, now this lady's dilemma is that the party is in the child's house. It's on Saturday. As I said, the weather's not looking great for Saturday, so it will be indoors. Would you let a child go if there were already 12 other kids going?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't. That's just, I am quite nervous about this whole situation. That's the thing. I am, you know, quite conscious of it. I wouldn't be one to just let them go to an indoor house party or something like that. That's why I want to let the parents know that it would be strictly outdoors, weather permitting. That if a child needs to use the toilet, I would also, one child at a time, and then I would also scrub and sanitize the toilet after, just so the parents feel safer as well, not just me and the kids. I want to kind of keep my own kids, my own family, but so that the parents know that I'm doing my best to kind of make sure we're, I suppose, doing it a new way. I mean, a new normal.
Okay, so you believe it is too early to take a chance with an indoor party for like 12, 13, 14 children?
I wouldn't. I'd feel too nervous. I really would. Just for the sense and the fact that it's indoors, and the kids are quite young. My son is going to be 8. So I think there's a little bit more understanding than with a 5-year-old. Maybe. Now, I mean, that's just my opinion, you know.
Okay, stay there for 1 second.
Yeah.
6797981 is our telephone number. You can text, WhatsApp, or do what David just did and send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98.
Jesus, will you stop ruining your kids' sanitised stations at a party?
I mean, I
mother of God.
What do you say to that, Clodagh? You can't believe
you're
having
opinions. I mean, I guess everyone is just so, I suppose, different in their opinion. Right? Of course, you're going to get.
Oh, we've lost you, Clodagh. Oh, she just abruptly ended there. Keep your votes coming in, by the way, on text. We're asking you, in this situation that Dee is in, and your child of 5 or 6 gets invited to a birthday party in a house on Saturday where there are at least 12 other kids going, would you let your child go? Yes or no? And just send the word yes or no by text to 0877 98 98 98. Text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. You might be shocked by the results. Well, certainly looking at what's coming in so far. So text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Stephen also thinks it's insane to be having kids sanitising themselves.
Get the kids to regularly sanitise. Are people gone mad? Like, just let the kids crack on and have the party like they always did. Nothing's going to change. Seriously, like.
Well, Clodagh, what do you say to that?
Look, I mean, I just think it's better to be safe than sorry. I mean, if the parents don't want their kids to go, but, like, if I'm just looking at it from a perspective of how I would feel if a parent sent me a message, and if I seen that they were, weren't being overly cautious, but were, I suppose, had their head screwed on, that this is real, this is a real virus, this is happening, we are still in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, I don't think I'd be too cross or making fun of someone for just putting a little hand sanitizer thing outside, and then they can pop up and kind of give a quick hand sanitizer, because they're going to be, I'm not going to stop them and keep them apart from touching each other. So if they are high-fiving or whatever, isn't it better that there's a little sanitizer thing there that they can just quick sanitize, you know? I just think it makes sense. I mean,
all right, Clodagh, thanks very much indeed. Aisling, you're on 98FM. Hi, Aisling.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
I don't know if you texted in the answer to that question. Party on Saturday, 5-6-year-olds, 12 of them so far going. Would you let a child go, yes or no?
I would personally, Adrian, but I'm going to go maybe slightly off topic here, just to say that I, at the start of all this, obviously everybody was terrified, and, you know, everybody was doing what they were told, and everyone was afraid to look at everybody else and all this carry on. And I was kind of the same. And I had always done all this social distance and everything the usual. And up until a GP told my son, who we would have thought was classed as very high risk, that there had been no need for him to cocoon or no need for him to stay away from his job, that he was at no risk, higher risk of catching COVID or having any, you know, hardship with COVID than anyone else. So, I mean, all his life he's been told he's high risk. He's had 3 open heart surgeries. He was told, she basically almost classed him as neurotic when he and I'm just fed up with the whole thing now, because it just seems to me that, like, they scaremonger people so much. Like, what is right, what is wrong? You know, it's just,
But I do think at the start of this, when none of us had a clue, no, you know, this was just thrown upon us within a matter of weeks, I think they kind of had to scare us a little bit in order to realise that we had to do what they were asking us to do. But do you think we're over it now and we need to go back to the way we were?
Well, I mean, obviously we're not over it. But I mean, the thing is, when somebody who's supposed to be medical professional tells you that, like, you know, there's all these, normal, healthy people going around panicking and not having birthday parties, you know, no holidays, I kind of agree with the holiday bit. There's no need to go off on the holidays this year. But, like, all this panicking for normal, healthy, when somebody turns around and tells a potentially, you know, somebody who's been very sick all their lives, who hasn't been allowed to do certain things all their lives, that, like, they are at no risk.
Okay, so you think that we've become a little bit too paranoid and we need to let kids be kids?
I think kids should be kids. I mean, kids are kids. They need to be kids. Look what they've been. They were absolutely ostracised at the start.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, all right, so in answer to my question, would you let a child go of that age, 5 or 6, you're saying yes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Aisling. And you're the majority, because we asked you to text in yes or no to 0877 98 98 98, and here's the result of the poll. 69% of you have said yes. Given those circumstances, you would allow a child to go to a birthday party on Saturday. 69% of you said yes, but a sizable 31% of you still said no. Let's have a couple more WhatsApps. This is from Siobhan.
What difference is it going to make by sanitising kids' hands and make sure you wash their hands thoroughly in the bathroom if there's 8 kids on a bouncy castle together? That's not going to stop the virus spreading. They're all on the bouncy castle together. So she may have 8, 10 or 12. It doesn't make a difference what a sanitised station.
Okay, and then finally, Jeanette.
Fair play to you, Clodagh. I think you should go with your gut, and you're absolutely right to do so. Prevention is key. There's nothing wrong with being careful. Don't mind all the naysayers. And it's just, listen, You're doing you and you're going with your gut and fair play to you, and I applaud you on that as well. Well done.
All right, Jeanette, thank you very much indeed. And thank you all of you for your messages. And as I said, 69% of you in our Dublin Talks text poll said, yes, you would allow a child to go to a birthday party with 12 plus kids at it this coming Saturday. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all of your involvement. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks. This
98. Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.